Reading for September 14th, entitled, The Unity Christ is Looking For. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. By our unity we are to bear strong, indisputable evidence that Christ came to this world to save sinners. Satan works with all his ingenuity to prevent human beings from bearing this evidence. He wants them to develop an unsanctified individuality so that they shall not love one another. Too often, professing Christians yield to him, and then the merest trifle causes a difference to spring up among them. Men and women professing godliness build walls of separation between them and their fellow workers, because not all think in exactly the same way or follow exactly the same methods. Those who stand apart, refusing to harmonize, dishonor God before the world. Christ prayed for unity. It is his will that his followers shall labor together in Christian fellowship. Let us respond to Christ's invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. To respond to this invitation, we must let go all self-importance, all feeling of superiority, and bow in submission to the will of God. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. What a wonderful change would be seen in our world if all would obey Christ's words. He has united his interests with those of humanity, that men and women may receive from him power to do his will. Those who through his grace become partakers of the divine nature receive the rich blessings that, in the councils of heaven, it was declared should be bestowed on those who believe in Christ as a personal Savior. In order for us to bear the fruit that glorifies God, our hearts must be filled with the love of Christ. We must learn of him, his meekness and lowliness. Then we shall not strive for self-exaltation. When men see more clearly the completeness of Christ's sacrifice and condescension, they will better understand what is comprehended by oneness with him. Taken from Letter 205, dated September 14, 1903, to my dear brethren and sisters in Australia.